Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Carson Kyle is here. Carson is a new friend. He's the co-founder of Burnham Nationwide, and we'll get him to tell us about what they do in just a minute. But I've asked Carson to join us because he's running a real-life small business out there, just like yours, out here on Main Street. And I love talking to – we have a lot of talking heads, and most of them are small business owners just like you, but Carson, he's not just running a business though. He's got something to say. He's got a very exciting blog that he writes about and that works on and to help his customers and you too possibly. And he's our new friend, Carson Kyle. Welcome to the show.
Good to be on the phone. Or good to be on the show, Jim.
It's good to have you here, Carson. So tell us about Burnham International.
Well, Burnham Nationwide. So Burnham, we've been around for 25 years, and we're a company that, you know, hopefully makes it easier for architects and contractors and building owners to comply with building codes and obtain the required approvals that are necessary for construction projects.
A lot of people would be surprised to hear that that's a discipline, that that's such a thing that people need that much help with, right?
Well, I'm not sure if they. I think anybody that's a stakeholder in trying to build a building or maintain a building understands that, you know, the fragmented process of getting the approvals is, you know, something that's it can be pretty daunting, and it's depending on where you're at.
Especially in the big cities, right?
Big cities, even in the small places, every construction project is complex to the point that it's got to be diagrammed with, you know, certainly plans and pictures and specifications, and then those plans and pictures and specifications have to align with a building code that's very, very complex with many chapters, and there's all these things, and to put some person in charge to make sure that it all fits,
What's an example of some of the different permits that they'd have to have? They've got to have water retention. They'd have to have, obviously, they have to pass the fire codes, the traffic codes, those kinds of things. What are some other things?
Well, you know, good question, Jim. You know, every construction project, you know, anytime anybody is building anything or remodeling anything, most likely there is some kind of permit that's required for it. And, you know, depending on the jurisdiction, it would require, you know, what kinds of applications or what kind of permits you'd file for. And that's the unique part of our business. That's what we've always been about, is that, you know, certainly some construction projects have, you know, masonry, some of them have electrical,
right,
but all of them do require some kind of approval. And, therefore, you know, Burnham's kind of been synonymous in that, and we get involved in lots of projects. I mean, more
do
projects.
Do you advise your clients on these things, or do you actually get involved and do hands-on?
I think that's our product or service, is that, you know, our clients look for us to prescribe and navigate the most efficient and effective process to get the required approvals.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at a project, depending on, it could be a, you know, a large, you know, high rise out of the ground that's, you know, as the design gets done, you know, we're going to have, you know, different pieces of information that we can submit. But, you know, we try to take all that in account and navigate the process from beginning to end.
So you're a subcontractor. So if a group of investors are getting ready to build a building in Chicago or wherever, and people who know what they're doing start saying, okay, who's the architect? Who's your general contractor? And then the general contractor saying, okay, who's going to do the masonry? Who's going to do the electrical? And somebody else says, okay, who's going to do the permitting?
Yeah, the conversation goes in different ways, but hopefully, you know, sooner than later, when these group of investors get together and have an idea to build or create something, You know, we'd like to think that the earlier they call us, the
right.
the sooner we can at least start asking questions and identifying the problems. Those are the
right.
Those are the things that, you know, most of these guys that are investing, they'd much rather know about the problems or the areas of risk earlier than later. It's really
right.
a problem when they find out about it, you know, after a lot of things have been fully baked.
Right, they've already committed some things and maybe even let some contracts. It makes a lot of sense. What are the biggest mistakes you see people making in your industry, in the people you serve, the customers you serve?
Oh, biggest mistake?
Waiting too long, I guess, would be one of them, right?
Yeah, that's one of our mottos. Certainly, we always like to say that the quickest way to get a permit is to submit for it earlier. But mistakes. I mean, mistakes are, I know as a company, and you know, certainly I've been running the business for 25 years, and we've made plenty of them. And you know, I think that probably the biggest mistakes are the one we don't reflect back on and look at exactly, you know, what happened.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, we kind of just, it's easy to forget about them.
You shouldn't pay for mistakes twice, should you?
You shouldn't. And I can't say that we haven't. We've paid a couple times too many for them. But
I'm still making, somebody was asking me advice one time and I could tell they weren't listening. I said, hey, I'm still making payments under this advice. You need to listen.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Perhaps you can relate.
I can. I think we all go to the same school.
A builder, somebody that is a prospect of yours, what would be the biggest thing? If somebody's out there thinking they're getting ready to build something and they're looking for permits and they're listening to you right now, what would you say? Be sure. You know what are some of the biggest mistakes you see people making for other folks to avoid?
Well, I think that, I mean, you know, I'd say one of the mistakes that probably gets made more of is definitely there's a lot of you know, everybody instinctively tries to take shortcuts or
right.
you know, or cut a corner, and definitely there's no substitute for making sure that there's a solid
right.
plan. So that everybody, you know, when whatever, back to the example that you were talking about, as far as when a group of investors gets together, hey, first thing is, hey, it's great, and everybody's got an idea in the head, but it really doesn't become true until you get an architect and engineers to really put this stuff on paper, so that
mm-hmm.
everybody can put their index finger on it and know exactly what's what.
Right.
And with that, as soon as that starts happening, you know, that's when the better ideas get unlocked.
Carson, I need your website quickly, please.
BurnhamNationwide.com. That's
BurnhamNationwide.com. All right, so check it out, folks. I'm going to come back and find out a little bit about how they run their business over there at Burnham Nationwide. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.